I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that mom. Simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. But I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all, man, this not a love song. This a
Shoot360.com/Memphis. 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville. Open 7 days a week. It is a haven, a utopia for basketball. Interactive, fun. You're going to notice a difference. You're going to notice an improvement in the game of your son, daughter, niece, or nephew if they spend real time out at Shoot 3-6. They're going to develop that muscle memory. Shooting drills, passing drills, dribbling drills, it's all there out at Shoot 360. Memberships available. This is the same technology that Steph and Clay used. You heard me talking about how I think they're coming. Well, that's a big statement for a team that's already won, what, three or four championships? But they put the work in at Shoot 360. That's the technology they have in their practice gyms. It's here in Memphis. Check it out today.
Yep, backed by our man Thaddeus Young. He's an investor as well. They've got a bunch of great membership options. It's a basketball haven. You're going to realize that as soon as you walk in the door. It's a beautiful place. They've even got the 8-foot goal for the Super Kitties. Get them out there early. They got a little passion for basketball. You want to stoke that passion, head them out to Shoot 360. They're going to absolutely love the place. Like we talked about, great membership options. Niece or nephew likes to hoop? Get them out to Shoot 360. They'll be ready for the AAU season, for the summer season, for school season next year. They'll go back with that sharp jumper. It's the future of basketball training in Memphis. The future is now. Out at Shoot 360. Need to go see them out at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville. All right, every day at this time we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by Trippett Insurance. Trippett Insurance at 6462 Stage Road in Bartlett. Depend on your local insurance agent. Trippett Insurance at 901-365-1472. Online at trippettagency.com. The rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
You know, now that we've had a couple of days since the Grizzlies have been home, they've had a chance to, because they didn't right there after the Minnesota game. The video of Tyree Nichols' beating at the hands of police had just been released before they hit the court against Minnesota. There was a moment of silence, but they didn't speak afterwards. They've had a chance now. We'd heard from Taylor Jenkins. Ja Morant and others have spoken on this tragedy. And Ja's quote, at some point, blank just got to stop. Obviously, you hate to see it. Prayers to his family. It's mind-blowing, scary, and frustrating. He talked about being a father and seeing that, and how much he talked about it. Couldn't make it through the entire video. Now, Nichols' funeral is set for tomorrow, 10:30 at Mississippi Boulevard and a Christian church, and probably going to be a couple of thousand at least. I think the reverend there says he's anticipating maybe close to 3,000, north of 2,500. He expects that's going to include, I think, a delegation from the White House, I read, Reverend Al Sharpton, several others. But that will be happening tomorrow morning, starting really just before we get out on the air. And so, you know, again, we've all had the conversations. We've seen continued protests. Yesterday, there was one out at Shelby Farm, and we should continue to have these conversations. We're seeing more officers now. John, I think they're up to 7 that have been relieved of duty, still just the 5 charged, but now 7 that have been relieved of duty. Probably expect to see more of that. I think I read, too, if I'm not mistaken, that the fire department, those paramedics, have also been relieved of duty.
Yep.
And so, again, we expect, you know, still more questions to be answered here. Again, because what you saw in that video, John and I talked about it at length. We don't need to get deeply back into it, but you didn't just see a few bad cops. You saw bad culture. You saw rotten culture. So there's still a lot of questions to be answered when it comes to the Memphis Police Department. Hopefully the family will get those answers as we go through this, but I know tomorrow going to be a super tough day, you know, particularly for Tyre Nichols' mom, who is just throughout this has shown a strength and a grace that I don't know how many of us possess. You put yourself in those shoes when you're asking, you know, she's forgiven the officers and talked about, you know, thinking about their lives and how their family's lives have changed, how she's sad for that. That's a different level that she's on, and what an example of grace and forgiveness that we all can certainly learn from. I don't know how many of us can emulate it, but she, just to see her strength through this has been inspiring. You still hate that she's having to go through this.
Yeah, well, I saw the New York Times had like this, they did like this visual analysis of the video. And they like broke down how many commands he was given, and they like zoomed in on, you know,
how they were conflicting.
Yeah, like the contradictory.
The commands were conflicting, yeah.
Yeah, like impossible.
Which is sort of, I mean, you heard him say, I mean, what do y'all want me to do?
Right, right.
Because you're telling me, and, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think we're ever going to, you know, well, we will. I mean, this is going to go to trial, so we will understand.
Oh, we're going to get some answers.
Yeah, and there's conflicting stuff out there.
Yeah, well, stuff that the stepfather, I think, has shot down.
Right.
So I don't even know if we need to throw it out there, you know what I'm saying? I've seen that speculation.
I think
people do think it's personal, though,
right.
So any little, or feel like it is from that.
What we do in tragedies like this, our human nature is to want to explain it. We need a reason for why it happened.
Why they were turned up on 10 when they pulled him out of the car.
You know, whether that's like just a random, whether it's a, you know, home invasion, whether it's this, that, the other. Like, we just look for, we try to comfort ourselves and say that there has to be some history here. They have to know each other here. There has to be some explanation that makes us feel better at night that this couldn't have just happened to anybody. And I think that's probably where that was born from. It's like, oh, well, let's connect some dots here, because there's no way this could happen otherwise. But I think the uncomfortable truth is that maybe, just maybe, it did happen for no reason. And that this man was killed for nothing, over nothing, murdered. So, yeah, that's really, really, like, hard. That's hard to even understand. But you know, it's justice will, in one way, shape, or another, be served here. And it is part of, you know, it is part of the fabric here. It is part of, you know, whether it's the Grizzlies or, you know, whoever it is. I mean, it is now a part of us that we have to, you know, face. And you know, we want to have hard conversations about.
Well, I mean, too, you know, whether it's reform, whatever it is, body cam footage being made public to where there's some fear on the part of these officers when you've got it on. None. And that again, that goes back to a bad culture. So that's why I said a lot of questions still to be answered. But Grizzlies have spoken on it. Obviously tough for everybody that's watched the video. Funeral tomorrow at 10:30. It'll be news because it will be so heavily attended.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I saw a TikTok from a guy last night who says he was a former Memphis police officer, and he patrolled and had personal relationships with two of the, at that time, 5 officers who had been charged. And he came out definitively and said what he saw was just like, he's like, you can never use a police boot to stomp somebody or kick somebody in the face unless you intend to kill them, you know? And I just thought that perspective was, you know, I mean, that's somebody that knows those people, you know? and coming out and saying, I mean, it's just, you know, all of it's just ridiculous.
Like I said, those five operated together quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and are involved as a unit by those five. No, they're part of a Scorpion unit, but those five in particular.
That's right.
You know, were involved in other incidents.
Well, and then again, like the other, you know, and I know we've talked about this, but it
seemed to operate like a little pack.
It continues to, you know, mystify me. Like, what is going on where the EMTs are not, you know what I mean? They're not acting.
That's, again, the only explanation for that is they're listening to those officers' bad stories and lies, because you're looking at that as an EMT and as a paramedic and
right.
saying, this man needs help. The only reason you are not responding to him
That's
clearly
right.
is because you are going along with what these officers have said, whether they've said he doesn't deserve it or he reached for my gun. But you have to be able to make an independent decision there, because you could be listening to bad cops.
And doesn't
That's
that independent
why I go
decision
to,
have to be, hey, we have to, like, keep this person alive?
100%.
Like, regardless of what he may or may not have done?
100%, John, exactly. And that's why I'm saying these processes have to be examined. In terms of that, because again, you could be listening to a cop who's lying to you, and let's not say it's, you know, that's something that's outside the realm of possibility. You had you had five of them lying right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the whole process has to be, I think, examined. Not just a unit disbanded; it's reacting everything else, operating independently of. Again, in this case, should have been operating independently of what those officers were saying. This man still needed help. The scene was secure. He's handcuffed and on the ground. So anyway, but you get to asking the questions again. It goes back into those, you know, you understand why people are out and protesting, because
yeah.
there's plenty more answers to get, especially for that family.
Yeah. So anyway, it's part of it, and it's going to be an ongoing conversation. You mentioned the funeral is going to. It's going to be tomorrow, so the grieving process, I don't even know if it's begun yet for that family, but yeah.
Next story.
All right, this is a pivot, but it needs to be discussed, and I need an explanation for this. Snoop Huntley, Baltimore Ravens quarterback, has been named the Pro Bowl. I'll tell you about Snoop Huntley. He's a warrior.
His name's Tyler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Battles. You know, maybe should have beaten the Bengals in the wild card round. Didn't.
But we fumbled.
But the NFL determined that Tyler Huntley's efforts this season, backing up Lamar Jackson, were enough to be named to the Pro Bowl. Now, let me give you Tyler Huntley's stats this season.
That's off.
All right?
I thought the NBA All-Star process was awful. This is the worst.
Tyler Huntley, in the regular season, threw for two touchdowns and three interceptions.
Well, we like to run it.
And he's a Pro Bowler. This man is a Pro Bowler.
How many do we have on the ground? You don't have that. Those are why you're trying to down us, huh?
I do. I certainly do, my man. Yeah, let's see. We had about, 24 plus 26 is 50, 65. We had about 86 yards on the ground.
86 yards and about 3-4 touchdowns?
No touchdowns.
Oh, man.
So, here's the thing.
Nobody wants to go
this is
team.
A sham.
Yeah.
This is a joke.
Who were the other QBs from
Josh
the AFC?
Josh Allen, Tua, Herbert, Mahomes.
Oh, and they all can't play.
Yes. So, Herbert is having surgery. Tua's in the concussion protocol. Josh Allen, I think, is opting out COVID.
Nobody wants a Derek Carr.
I think Derek Carr. Did Derek Carr make it?
I'm saying he should be in over Huntley.
He's got to be in over
maybe
Huntley.
Maybe he said no. I'm thinking of AFC quarterbacks.
Yeah, Derek Carr made it.
Okay.
Derek Carr made it.
Well, how many do you have to have?
I don't know, man. But here's the thing. This is stupid. This is so stupid. Like, Tyler Huntley should not be able to tell his grandchildren, I was a Pro Bowl quarterback. It's just not a thing. You had two touchdowns this year, bro. I mean, what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
We have to have bodies, and they have to be AFC quarterbacks.
Okay.
And so it's obviously very thin.
Right, but nobody wants to do this anymore.
After Carr, it gets really
nobody
thin.
Wants to participate in the Pro Bowl anymore.
Clearly, they have an issue.
Nobody watches the Pro Bowl.
They still do. They do it now. It's in Florida all the time.
I think so.
No longer in Hawaii,
yeah,
right?
We've switched. It used to be in Hawaii.
There?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But like the Pro Bowl doesn't. The Pro Bowl has lost everything it used to mean. I mean, the Pro Bowl used to be a game that people played. Like Sean Taylor damn near decapitated that punter.
Dude, every time you talk about the Pro Bowl,
bring
that up.
Well, that's one of the memories I have of it. You know, that's how hard folks were going back then. At least Sean Taylor.
I think they stopped. They said, you guys can't hit punters anymore because of that hit.
I think that's probably true.
Or there's some rule in
there. It's like when Doc Holliday speared.
Lipe, wasn't it?
Yeah. Kevin Lipe
of the Flyer.
And they said, oh, no, we got to stop this. And I'm pretty sure one of the other guys in the final had a concussion. Battle Balls was a very, it came and went.
Do we know that Lipe is still alive and well?
Well, I don't know.
Have you seen him since Doc destroyed him?
Not since then. I think there's a permanent outline in the forum wall from when he was sent through it. And I think
whoever put that matchup together probably should have been charged with a misdemeanor.
Well, a lot of people don't realize this, but the Grizzlies put that together for their own sick entertainment. Right.
That's right.
Let's get
So they're just up there laughing.
Let's get the
Lipe's
media
destroyed. Let's
get the media members out here to just completely, you know, go after each other.
And who beat you, Jarbo?
Jarbo beat me. Yep, he did. And but again, it was very controversial.
That's mano a mano. The athlete wins.
It was very controversial.
Athlete rec league.
I think athlete wins. I think we need to review the tape on that. On the third one, it was a tough one. It went three because it was like best of three, and it went to the third one. And I think I got screwed on that. I do. I think I got I didn't realize how damn integral I was to the Grizzlies operation there. I did the ribs thing. I did the battle balls. I mean, they were coming after me. I was all over them halftime promotion things back in the day. No longer. I'm old now.
What was Jarvis when you was going against him in his?
Late 50s? This would have probably been 2015, probably.
Late 50s?
I think
six,
so.
Early 60s.
Oh, man strength, though.
Now, what I'm saying, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
No way.
Number one, that you went at him the way that you did, trying to knock off 50-something, 60-year-old old man.
My job is to win.
He's a former athlete.
My job is
now,
to
you
win.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
What am I going to do? Just
and
let
then, and then it you would be, still
it would
lost.
Be, it would be,
you still lost.
You know, it would be disrespectful
Jarbo's
to Jarvis.
Still too much man for you.
It would be disrespectful to
they
Jarvis.
They said he was so good in that thing, we're going to hire him to Grind City Media. You're coming on, Jarvo. Forget retirement. Jarvo, by the way, have we talked about that? He's now the newest member at GCR.
Okay, so
they're hiring everybody in the city.
Did I dream that, or is that Jarvis?
I saw an announcement of that, I think, at the Indiana game.
I thought Jarvis retired.
He retired from Channel 5. Right?
So, okay, what are his obligations going to be now?
He'll have GCM, I'm sure, feature obligations, those kind of things. I'm not sure what he'll be in a consultant, I'm sure. They'll put him in some sort of consultant role as well.
Yeah.
Probably give him some sort of managerial power, I would imagine, because he's earned that.
Yeah, like, I totally agree.
You're not putting Jarvis at the bottom of the totem pole at GCM, man. Been in the game too long.
No way.
You've got to give him managerial power.
But I think Jarvis knows this too. Like
now, they said they tested you. They tested you with the ribs.
Yes.
They tested you with the battle balls.
Yes.
You weren't good enough.
I've passed both with flying colors, bro.
You weren't good enough to get the GCM stamp.
I scored against the ribs, all right? And I went three with Jarvis, a former Memphis football player.
Maybe you're just not humble enough.
I mean, let's put you out there with Jarvis. Let's see how you...
It'd be a fairer fight. I'm closer to his age than you. You should have run over him. You couldn't. He's too much man for you.
You and Lipe going to be side by side, that memorial there.
Jarvis got them big quads on you. They were too much for you.
Bro, Jarvis is a unit now. Now, he ain't got the speed.
What does that make you as young as you were in that?
It doesn't matter. Speed is not the key factor there. It's not about speed. It's about mass, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the mass on Jarvis.
So he's a unit. You just like a little portable unit, and you ran into the big.
Bro, I'm like a Lego compared to Jarvis.
Man, you talking like that man Doc Holliday. Stop.
Jarvis is a unit. You know that. That man is strong as hell.
Yeah, I see him riding his bike through Cordova. He's strong.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, at your age, you should be in better shape.
Bro, it ain't got you nothing to do with that.
You shouldn't have gotten knocked off like you did.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's
who gets low.
It's mass times velocity, right? Isn't that what it's about?
Yeah. You ain't never been coached. You just, every time you come on, you prove, get low.
Bro, there is no, okay, you put it on. You do it.
It's too late. I'm not going to be Benson out here with a torn Achilles.
We'll put you
not
up against,
getting me in the, there's reason.
I want you to understand the degree of difficulty when you put that damn thing on your, you got to get in that ball.
You've been in that ball, BC, before?
You don't understand, bro. You don't understand.
I have not been in the battle ball before they outlawed it.
You don't understand the degree of difficulty.
Is it suffocating or tight on you?
Well, first of all, your peripheral vision, you don't even, like, and it's like the ball, hit. You have to hold it up, and the ball hits you on the legs. You can't even get a full stride. You can't even get a full head of steam when you're running. So you're limited in that way.
They stopped doing it because it was hurting people?
Bro,
well, I
yes.
think there's legalities with it. Now.
Yes, so
they don't do that anymore at all. I don't see it anywhere anymore.
When somebody gets injured,
got hurt.
Even with
I'm
the waiver.
Maybe it was Lipe.
I don't know if it was him. I think maybe in the because Doc was really going
pumped
hard.
Up.
Yeah,
aggressive.
Doc was trying to win it, and I don't blame him. And he did.
If I was Doc, I'd have run over y'all too.
And I think Doc.
He was a freaking NFL running back. Of course he won.
There's no way. If honestly, again, all due respect to Jarvis, if they would have said you're going against Doc, bro. I'm treated like a bowl game, and I am not playing.
I pray for all the men that Doc destroyed.
And he did. He laid. I got.
Who else did he get besides Light? We don't remember. Did he get Jarvis in the final?
Jarvis didn't make the final.
Oh,
Jarvis didn't make the final. I think Jarvis's Super Bowl was beating me. He won't admit that, but I think we all know it's true.
Yeah, that's low on his list of great accomplishments.
Doc won the whole thing. Then I assume he's the grand champion of Battle Ball.
They will never bring it back because of what he did.
Yes.
Although
he ended people
in that tournament,
bro. I think the
power.
Not only did he
bull.
I don't think I ever heard.
And get you a goal line touchdown right now. Stick them on the
100%.
Radar. Yes.
Professionally, he ended them.
No, I can see that.
Like, it's like he was like the Undertaker out there, bro. It was like you came against Doc. That was the end. For real. You know what I mean? I got the right Memphis football player in that. I mean, like.
Look like Brock Purdy out there after he done with you.
Let's just think about this for a second, though. I mean, the Grizzlies. They got the former Memphis football players, okay, Jarvis and Doc, and they're matching them up with, you know, a bunch of pencil neck media members. You know, who was that for? Who
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Their own entertainment.
Yeah, it's a little amusement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I follow.
It's like
because in your peripheral, they were over there laughing.
Yeah. Exactly
all
right.
You saw was Jarvis right in front of you, but the people, the Grizzlies folks were laughing.
And look, I was so young and stupid.
Don't let them use you like that.
I was so young and stupid that I was like, oh, yeah, this is great.
That'll be fun for my brand.
Exactly. But what it really, and again, it wasn't embarrassing at all because I took it 3 with Jarvis. Had I gotten swept, it would have been embarrassing. But. You know, there was never any victory in that for me.
At night.
There was never any victory in that for me. Or, like, Kevin Light, man. Kevin Light, what?
He should not have been in it.
Right.
I remember him being small of stature compared to some of these other competitors.
Yeah. And then I can't remember who Doc truck sticked in the but that I think that dude's still rolling on the court wherever he is, man.
They had to retire them battle balls. It was so rough. Yeah.
Ended it.
Yeah, dude.
Ended the game.
End the Pro Bowl the same way. That's the moral of the story here, is that when you recognize that something no longer is, like, good, you end it. Like, I'm here.
It's this week, right? It's now a week before.
Yeah, it's this week.
In,
yeah, it's
they
this
tried
weekend.
To put it there to make it
and they do these
more
mini
popular,
games.
But it hasn't worked.
I mean, look, there were the – if you go back to, like, 2004, you know, with the mini games and the throwing contest, those were fun. But I'm not going to tune in to watch Tyler Huntley do it. You know, he couldn't do it in the game.
Man, Snoop Huntley run over you.
Stop.
You bad-mouthing that man all day today.
Is he a Pro Bowler?
He shouldn't be.
He's a Pro Bowler.
But it tells you how bad the AFC is on quarterbacks at the top 4 or 5.
He's a 2023 Pro Bowler, so that's my thing. That's my takeaway. It's like, we got to stop doing this. If it's going to be this stupid and we're going to let anybody in it.
They could have put Tannehill in over that man.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Like, there are other AFC quarterbacks put in over Huntley. It's just that he would go, man. We're gonna reward you for replacing Lamar this season.
That's it.
Quotes around replacing,
but like,
and
like,
send you down here for
okay,
because it's
like,
the only time he'll.
But
ever
let me
be
ask you this
it.
Though, like now
it's just a reward.
Tyler Huntley gets to say in his contract negotiations, "I'm a Pro Bowl quarterback." Man,
don't nobody care about that. Just like Baltimore doesn't care what Cleveland did for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, it's all pro is what matters in terms of your negotiations. If you're an all pro,
there you go. Answer your own question.
Pro Bowl used to mean something, though. If you were a 15-time Pro Bowler, that meant something. Now it's
it
like
did it, when Mike Wall was playing. He was a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, exactly right. It was like something that everybody wanted to be a part of.
Now Derek Carr is a Pro Bowler.
He had more. I mean, he led the league in interceptions. I mean, what are we talking?
Tied with Dak.
Dak, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Dak might have passed him, but. In the regular season, I think they finished tied.
Dak actually tried to pass him. I think
in the playoffs he wanted to pass him.
Yeah, he decided to throw a couple extra.
I think it was 15 was the number.
Only because the Raiders don't make the playoffs.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, had they made it, he would have definitely been neck and neck with Dak. Anyway, I saw this news, and I'm just like, okay, surely he had some rushing. No, dude, he didn't. He didn't. He had two touchdowns. He had three picks. And this guy is a Pro Bowler. I mean, we got to do away with it. I'm done. I want no parts of it anymore. End it right now. It's over.
Okay. Well, you're taking a stand today.
It's over.
Next story.
It's good to see you. I'm gonna take a stand too.
Yeah. Dean is the guy that gave the concussion to.
Oh, that's right.
Allegedly. I don't know if he got the protocol there, but
yeah, he's like a wizard on Twitter with the videos.
Yeah, I think he was working for
Bally's maybe.
Back then it was Fox
Tigers?
Sports Southwest. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good with the video
Fox
stuff.
Fox Sports South. So that's and Eric House of Time passes along, by the way, that Jarvis brings him coffee and donuts every morning. So
damn, is this some rookie hazing?
That man
been in the game too long, Eric,
wow.
Had to make to haze Eric him like that.
Him
that's
in.
Wrong.
Yeah, Eric will welcome him. Yeah, he can get.
He's a rookie, man.
Yeah, he's just starting out over there.
Jarvo,
he's
like
at the bottom
rookie,
floor.
Though.
Yeah, I mean,
there ain't no rookie with that much experience coming in there with the accomplishments of Jarvo.
I don't know. Ben Hogan says he got swept by Philip Dean. He had no chance.
I would ask again, why was Ben Hogan in it?
Hogan was out there.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I think this was sick and twisted.
They threw some real civilians in there with some real animals and some professional athletes.
Yeah.
For their own entertainment.
Yes, this is a stunt.
I'm the only one who competed, man. I'm the only one that took it to three. I took it to three.
Quotes around competed.
Hey, for the average dude out there, I held it down, man. I did everything I could.
For those who are just joining us, the battle balls are those large balls they used to do. Was it halftime they'd do the battle ball?
Halftime. Yeah.
They'd take a large athlete like Doc
Maybe
Holliday.
Maybe during a timeout during some of I don't know.
And they would match them up with a smaller person for their own.
And would y'all run from the ends of the court?
Yeah.
My goodness.
And you'd meet at the half.
See, that's also part of it. Think about the momentum if you're going 50 feet.
It might have been from the free throw line. It could have been from the free throw line. But
so you're
that's still
35, 40 feet.
That's still a decent amount of time to the ground to cover.
Hell yeah, man.
You know, I had to learn from the physics standpoint. Because there was a tryout before you made the final cut. By the way, did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I had to try out,
congratulations.
What I learned in the tryout, I left my feet.
Oh, that's
I jumped
a mistake.
Like you know
Rookie
Superman.
Mistake.
And what you realize is when you leave your feet, you give up all momentum. You know, you give up all physical momentum there, and you lose all that steam, and you just get sent back. So I had to take what I learned in the tryout and apply, and that's why I got it to three. And again, I need to see the video on the third one because I do think I pulled that one off.
Now I see why you walk around all frustrated all the time because you lost. You still think about that.
He
lost to the ribs. He lost to Jarvo.
He has vivid memories, doesn't
balls.
He?
Yeah, and this was on the forum floor. So the few times that he's been allowed to get out there, it's just been straight L's.
I remember every loss.
And so he thinks about them.
Every bet I lose, I can tell you exactly what happened.
Wow, you can recall it.
Yeah, I can tell. When I remember, I remember my L's. I don't remember my wins.
No.
You know, the wins, you're just like, that's nice to get. You know, the wins are fun.
You need to flip that, John. You need to think about those positive memories. That'll help.
If you shook Jarvis's hand, there could be a little healing there, and you can put it behind you.
Yeah, put it behind you.
No, I am a guy who, I firmly believe this in life. Mm. I hate losing more than I love winning.
Especially when Jarvis takes your manhood.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that happened. I think that's a little strong.
What are you talking about?
Took that to three.
Mano y mano, one
Took
man.
That to three.
Two men in and one man leave.
A lot of people can't
Who left?
Say that.
Who
a lot
left?
Of people can't. I had to walk off the court, you know? I mean, I lost. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. I mean, according to them. But,
yeah.
You know.
You're never going to be able to go back and change that. See, that's the worst part. That's probably the most frustrating part.
We haven't had a good track record of athletes on the radio station, have we?
Jeff would be good in the 60-year-old division.
Yeah. I think
you put him up, he'll bike across this country.
Oh, he's a super athlete.
That's what I'm saying.
Seriously, that's
not a joke. He will compete.
He might be the best athlete on the squad.
We could put him up there and probably put him against anybody in Memphis on that bike.
Pound for pound.
Calkins.
Yeah, I mean, I think his explosiveness is
I don't know how much explosiveness in there. He's had some injuries as well.
I mean, Eric counts. He's part of the Grizzlies with us, and he was on.
Eric is really he's
intense. Intense.
Eric has had too many.
He's banged
injuries.
Up too.
He's had too many serious.
He's
injuries.
A competitor though.
Yeah.
Didn't he have an ACL or something doing
that? Yeah,
something
yeah.
serious
yeah,
like just.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah. Could be Bennett.
Might be Bennett.
Rugby style.
He did play rugby. But again, how much of it is.
You seen the size of his calves?
Yeah, he's got un.
He'd carry John.
Does he have the stamina in this day and age, though?
I don't know how much fight there still is left in that horse.
Right.
I think if you pissed him off, there might be.
You talked to him this morning.
Yeah, he's still got fire.
Does he?
Yeah, there's fire in that belly.
Well, when you start to have all them kids like him, you lose a little bit of the fire. It
a lot of testosterone. He's good.
Good. That's good to hear.
Classic.
Yeah.
Well, John lost the battle balls, and the Pro Bowl should end.
Yeah. I mean, the two things are unrelated.
Now, are you going to let me talk about Mr. Beast or not?
Please.
Oh, go there.
I see you tweeted about it.
I did.
It's brought up many ethical questions, John.
I'm interested.
So, for those not aware of who Mr. Beast is, he's a fascinating, still very young man, 24 years old. He's a former ECU student. I told John that before. Yeah, today. He didn't know that either. East Carolina, yeah. East Carolina. East Carolina.
AAC guy.
Yeah, yeah. Was in the, I think, grew up in North Carolina, went to ECU. I don't even think he finished. I think maybe I read some of his history a few years back because my son loves him. Why? He's a YouTube sensation. He's got 130 million YouTube subscribers. So if you're not watching him, there's a good chance, or don't know who he is, there's a good chance that your kids do. That they are watching. And it's one of the reasons why I had to get up on him, because my kid, at the time he wakes up, he's going to check out Mr. Beast videos. He's also got a chocolate bar. He's like, gone out into all different types of businesses and different areas of business. That said, here's what he did with his latest YouTube video, which after 2 days has got like 60 million views. It's blown up. Most of his videos do a ton. This one has done more than the rest, because the way he's sort of put this out there is, I'm going to restore sight to 1,000 people all over the world. Okay? Sounds a little bit far-fetched, but actually it's not. And what he did, a guy who's become a philanthropist at this point, was pay for a 10-minute surgery for 1,000 people all over the world, not just here in America. I mean, I think I saw Indonesia. He was everywhere. He paid for the surgeries for 1,000 people. It's a 10-minute surgery, and all of a sudden, basically, it sucks the cloud out of their eyes. It's a cataract, some stuff involved there. I'm not a doctor, you know that. But basically sucks out the bad stuff, puts a new lens in their eye. These people are seeing again after a 10-minute surgery. The craziest part about this is he's talking with one of the doctors who does the surgery, and the doctor says that this is responsible for half of the blindness in the world. A condition, Brad, that could be cleaned up with a 10-minute surgery is half of the blindness in the world. Could be cleaned up. And so Mr. Beast is doing this for 1,000 people. And man, you should see the reactions of the people. Some of them haven't seen in years. Some of them have lost jobs because they can't see anymore. Cashier can't see the money anymore. He's given bad change. He's had to quit. He can't work anymore. He restores his sight, several others. Guy couldn't get a driver's license beforehand because he couldn't see before this surgery. Is able to go get the driver's license. Oh, by the way, I'm giving you a Tesla on top of this. Like, he not only, gives them sight, but in some cases, cash and everything else. This dude, like, he gives. At least one tweeter, it looks like, or maybe several of them, but someone tweeted along the lines of, there's something demonic about this, about putting the video onto YouTube. And listen, he makes money, off of his YouTube videos, the subscribers that come in, and he's reinvested in that. And you could say, I mean, some of these, you could argue that when you're posting on YouTube, who's it for? It's for viewers and all of that stuff. And with that can come money and everything else. He does advertisements on YouTube, makes a ton of money. But he puts this generosity out there, and some say, well, number one, you shouldn't show it, right? If it's just about the heart and doing good things, why are you showing it? You're benefiting from it, right? That's one of their claims. And then I suppose number two, that some have argued that, who are you to decide on these people? To all of that, I very quickly say, man, we got rich people all over this country who aren't giving money away like this, or you know, doing deeds like this that are only interested and continue to add to their own portfolios and bank accounts. What are we talking about here? And now we're going to shame this guy for, yes, yeah, he's putting it up for folks to see, and he's making money off of YouTube, but we're shaming him for that and not praising him for the actions themselves. And, John, here's the other thing, and I know you won't because you tweeted about this. But in doing this, he also points out the hypocrisy of the how bad the system is, that you got half of, you know, all these blind folks, half of them in the world's blindness could be cured with a 10-minute surgery. So his point was, why aren't more governments, right, looking to help out here and help your citizens? Because in this case, as he points out, he's a money man. You could get your return on investment, ROI, as John loves to walk around here telling us all about, right, and those people getting back to work and paying taxes. How the heck are we shaming this dude? I tell you what, John, you put anything positive on Twitter, somebody's going to try to turn it negative. I think that's the bottom line of this.
It is.
Even when it's as unbelievably good as what this guy did for all those people.
Yeah,
people all over the world.
I totally agree. I saw a few think pieces about this, and of course I'm familiar with Mr. Beast. I know what he's about, and I appreciate his come up. I appreciate how he started as just a guy on YouTube making videos and just kept at it and kept doing it and built an audience, and I think he did it.
And the content's so good.
Yeah, I think he did it the right way. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a positive energy guy, and he looks to look, a couple things here. There is a culture on social media of filming deliberate acts of kindness and posting them. There's no doubt. There is an element of, like, on TikTok, like, guys, like, what a lot of what you'll see, and I don't think this is bad, but it's obvious, it's pretty blatant. Like, a guy will go up and he'll pretend to be, you know, homeless, and he'll say at a Walmart or something like that, he'll say, hey, I don't have any money, can you buy this for me? It's like a, you know, pair of gloves or something. And the first person who says yes, well, the person who was pretending to be homeless and didn't have any money will say, I didn't actually need you to buy that. I was just looking for somebody to be kind today. Here's $1,000. You know, like, that's a lot of what you see. I don't think that's bad. I think it's exploitative. It's like, hey, look at me. I'm going to give this person $1,000. You know, like, because I can. And
well,
like,
is this that?
Well, in a way,
that's some people's argument. Are you on that side?
In a way, I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's implicitly bad at all to do good things for people. And even if you, like, in the case of Mr. Beast, he is a content creator. So everything Mr. Beast does is in the spirit of making content. That is how he makes his living. That is how he makes his money. And so everything he does is going to be content. And I'm assuming that this video that he's put up has hundreds of millions.
60 million in 2 days. Okay, I think it's over that now.
Yeah, 60 million. It's going to get to
my kid and wife just watched it this morning.
Yeah, I watched it last night. You know, it's an objectively amazing thing that he is doing. He's documenting it. He is profiting from it.
Yes, that's the main sticking point of people's argument, is that he's profiting from this, but it's just part of a big business.
But I think my default setting on him and anybody like him is there are so many billionaires out there in this world who don't give a damn about the rest of us, who don't care about anything except themselves and maximizing their margins.
Yeah.
And they're not out here, like, Jeff Bezos ain't out here doing this. If he is, I don't know about it, you know?
Well, his ex-wife was giving away a lot of it. When...
Yeah,
well,
that don't count for him.
No, it doesn't, but that's what I'm
now,
saying. Maybe he figures, like, there's my money.
Some people will say Bill Gates is, you know, microchipping America, but he is very much of, you know, an activist when it comes to, you know, public health and things like that. He's very, like, I think Bill Gates is sort of in that camp of generous. But there are a lot of billionaires who simply just are not. And so I don't know how you can.
If you are helping people in creating that content and that business, how can you? Because to your point, plenty of people are creating businesses that where they're not helping people.
That's exactly
right. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And in this case, he is.
Yeah. I mean, and so, yeah, he might be making money from it, but he's putting that money back, you know, to people that need it.
And not to, like I said, not to, in this case, bringing attention to something that 100%. Maybe we all didn't know that half of blindness in the world can be cured with a 10-minute surgery.
Right.
That if we could throw some money at it, you'd really help some people and, again, put people back to work.
And he look.
Like, in doing this, you point us to that, that other us are walking around here not even thinking about blindness or the fact that half of it could be cured.
That's right.
With a very simple surgery.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes has a $500 million contract. He ain't out here paying for people to, you know, see again. That doesn't make him a bad person. But people lament the system. People hate that, oh, there's just this big wealth inequity. And that, look, dude, that is fair. It is fair to be upset and to be angry that some people don't have insurance and can't go to the doctor and can't afford food and can't afford rent. Like, 100%. It's okay to hate the system of capitalism. Like, I get it. You know? I come from a single mom. I know what it's like. I know what it's like not to have anything. I know what it's like to, you know, my mom raised me and my brother on $30,000 a year. It took her it took her until I was 23 years old to get out of credit card debt. She had to raise us on credit card debt. I mean, I know what it is like to have nothing. So I empathize 100% with the people who hate the system. But here's a guy who is saying, I have been blessed with the platform and I've been blessed with a hyper amount of wealth, and I'm going to at least use some of it to enhance somebody else's life.
What drew me to him, besides, you know, my kid watching him, but he watches plenty of stuff that I don't get into, was how indiscriminate he was with his giving.
100%.
Like, he would see it to black folks, white folks, folks that needed it everywhere. It was like, well, who's doing this?
Yeah.
Like, across, you know, sort of all racial and, you know, all those kinds of lines. And, yeah, man, I think the generosity should be celebrated rather than folks trying to poke holes in it.
Yeah.
I understand that he's making money off of this. It's part of his business.
Yep.
But in doing so, he's helping people. And it literally, if you saw the folks cry, if you saw the people that he helped cry after the sight's been restored.
Yep.
That they can see again.
Yep.
Like, you would stop right there, I think.
Yep.
In term, because just in creating that, what's a huge difference in that person's, you've changed their life, you know, in some ways. And so, you know, in a lot of ways, you can't put a price on that.
Yeah.
So I'll take the guy that's, maybe
I'm
making some money off
it.
Of
I'm
good
I'm glad deal. He's doing it.
Because I think the generosity is, you know, something we can.
But I do think the larger.
It's something that's needed.
The larger conversation is, it shouldn't have to come down to a YouTuber and his empire. Luckily, fortunately, he's feeling generous enough to do that, right, in America. Otherwise, it simply just would not happen, and these people would just be left on the wayside because they can't get any help from the government or whatever. I think that is a fair conversation, too. But as it relates to Mr. Beast.
I hope
Beast,
the criticism doesn't stop him from doing it. Doesn't seem like, by the way he responded to it yesterday. Said he's
he's got 60 million
away,
views in 2 days,
says
bro.
Says he's going to give away every dollar that he has before he dies. So this is a different kind of cat.
He does have a long track record of doing this
stuff.
But
he put that out there yesterday after the criticism clearly got under his skin.
Right.
You know, and went out and criticized, you know, talked about Twitter and how you'll find bad and everything. But also, like, doubled down on this thing that he's going to give away all his money before he dies.
Well, here's the thing.
We're talking about a different kind of dude here. Well, we're not just talking about somebody that's in it to make a dollar.
You said he's 24?
24 years old.
So I think about if I was 24, you know, and I had access to that kind of money.
What you would be doing with it?
Yeah.
How much would you be thinking about others?
Almost certainly not.
I would. I'm thinking of myself. I would spend 24 hours of the day thinking about I'm going to get myself.
I'm going to get on a private jet. I'm going to go wherever the hell I want.
I'm going to take care of my family.
Yeah.
Right? Those were probably the others I'm thinking about.
Right.
And that's it, baby. Then it's back to me. But what are we going to go Lambo? What are we doing here?
We're going to, you know, I don't know. You tell me. Where are we going? We're going to, like, the further
Monte Carlo, fool.
I mean, we're going.
Hadn't Jeffrey been there? I think Jeffrey, somewhere around Monaco or something.
We're going to a place
where Jeffrey there looking like James Bond.
You have to take a plane after you take a plane. To get to. That's where we're going.
Well, I had to do that. It can be very scary.
Well,
we took a little plane to get to Belize, and he wouldn't go down there.
We're going to the Maldives. That's where we're going.
What about Switzerland?
Go there. I mean, a little European for my taste. If I got that kind of money, bro, I'm going tropical.
What about there's places in France where Brady and them go. What's it? And Clooney and them, the riches of the rich.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
What is it?
I don't know, though. I don't know the name of it. But that's not really what I'm looking for, bro. I'm going,
look at us thinking about ourselves.
Yeah, I'm going
not
to, like,
what Mr. Beast is doing.
I'm going to a very, I'm going to a nice part of Brazil. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm going. And then I'll go wherever I want. You can't tell me where I can and can't go.
I know what you're going to do. You're going to go to Osceola. You're going to flex. You're going to show them folks
that we would rename
that they
the
need
town.
To dream big.
We'd rename the town.
You too can get out of Osceola.
I'm gonna go to that. I'm gonna go to that place, that city where the 17-year-old was elected mayor, and I'm gonna say, this is my town now.
Ain't no way.
What city was that? That wasn't Osceola.
Some little town in Arkansas.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember which one it was.
The little brother. You're not taking his spot.
There's like 12 people that voted.
Something. Yeah, we saw it was very low. That's a couple thousand, I think.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I think to bottom line it.
We love Mr. Beast, to bottom line it.
I think you have
and
to.
And you should, too.
Yeah.
If you don't know who he is.
And it's the system, and the system is what it is. And I get that people are frustrated by it, believe me.
And let's fix more blindness in the world.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other take.
Because I'd be trying to show you some stuff on my phone sometimes.
It's about 200 million people. You could help.
You can't even see it. So Mr. Beast may be hitting you up. He may be hitting you up in an email. Be looking out for it.
I just need bifocals, fool. Pay for my bifocals, Mr. Beast. need about $99.
Yeah, there is this expectation, though, now, isn't there, that he's created for himself?
Oh, when he comes in, you want that money.
Yeah. Like, there was this guy.
I'd be patting him down.
There was, you won't know this because you don't live in this world. I don't know where, I haven't seen him in a while, but there was this guy on TikTok. What was his name? God, I can't remember his name. But what his whole bit was, he would go to restaurants and he would ask the waitress at the end of the meal what they thought their tip should be. And, you know, it was always like $10, $15, $25. And he would give them like $500, you know. And it was like he was going viral every time because, like, sometimes the amount would be $5,000. I think this guy was laundering money. I have no other way to explain it.
Okay.
But eventually what ended up happening is that people caught on because his stuff was going so viral. And so that when you saw him at your table in your restaurant and he asked you that question, you would say, 10,000. People started saying, people said 10,000, right?
Yeah.
So people started abusing the generosity, which is kind of what I worry for with Mr. Beast,
especially considering he's just 24.
Exactly. Like, he's going to be.
And he's getting more and more popular by
the
day.
Yeah, man. He's going to be, like, people are now going to be disappointed in him.
I hadn't thought about that. But, yeah, if their kid's scholarship isn't paid for because they came in contact with Mr.
You know,
Beast.
And again, like, because that's the thing, right? When you kind of, and I don't think he sees it as that. Some people cynically will probably, when you kind of try to play God a little bit, that is the peril. Is that you are expected to turn water into wine at every opportunity. And maybe that day he just doesn't feel like it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If Mr. Beast walked in here right now, Jason, I would expect him to give me $10,000.
You make a great point. Leaving us without giving anything would be a big disappointment.
Yeah.
Just because we're now programmed to expect him to drop it off.
Is that fair?
But no, it's not fair.
But it's kind of the thing
I told
you
this dude's a different cat. Hopefully he's not operating like you and I have shown. We're nothing like him.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a bad way.
No, he's a good dude. He's got a good heart. No
question about it.
And I appreciate his generosity. I do. I absolutely do. All right, we'll come back. Trista Crick's going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to her about the NBA. She has a theory, Jason, that there is a difference between a basketball player and a hooper. You subscribe to that?
I'm interested to hear more.
Yeah, so we'll talk to her about that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
The Betley Sportsbook is the app that I use when I'm betting now. It's Brad Carson in studio for the Betley Sportsbook. It's legal in Arkansas and Tennessee, and I'm very excited about this partnership because it has all of the great tech, the fast payouts, easy, simple, like all of the apps. But it started out in Arkansas, legal over there in West Memphis, Marion, and the whole state. It was one of the first, if not the first, in Arkansas. Now, Betley Sportsbook is legal in Tennessee. And one of the things I really like about Betley is not only for you downloading it, putting it on your phone and using it, you get $250 risk-free for your first wager using the Betley Sportsbook. They've got a promotions tab with pretty cool boosts. So if you're betting on Kansas State, Kansas tonight, for example, and the over You can get boosted odds plus 290, so more money for those college basketball bets using the Betly Promotions tab. Also for the NBA, you got parlays and player props tonight for the McCollum-James combo over points, 295. They've got player props for Julius Randle and Jokic. And for tomorrow night's Memphis and Portland game, all of that is on the Betly Sportsbook. NBA, NFL, all of them you can wager on using the Betly Sportsbook. Why not download it now? Because the first time you download it, you get that $250 risk-free. Use the promotions tab for all the things I just told you about on the Betly Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and located in Arkansas or Tennessee using Betly. To play Betly, play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700. That's the Betly Sportsbook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.